Continuing the Maral, so we have a very famous idea in this week's parsha. The Torah, Rashi really points out a contradiction of the feeling or emotion or willingness that a Jew has to have when he brings a korban. As we begin Sefer Vayikra, we've been discussing, so the Torah describes the language of a person who has to bring a korban ola, particular type of elevation offering. The pasuk says, Yakriv oso, we're going to make you bring it. The language of Yakriv oso is, once you designate this animal as a korban, or if you're obligated to bring this animal as a korban, we, the collective community, the basin, are going to force this Jew, you have to bring this korban. You've designated it as such, you're required to bring it, and we're not going to let you get away without bringing it. And so we collectively put the pressure on you, to apply the pressure to force you to bring it. So Rashi notes the only problem with that is that the very next word that the Torah describes is lirtzono. It has to be according to the person who's bringing it, according to his will, that he wants to bring it. So Rashi says, well, you can't have it both ways. If we're going to force you to bring that which you're obligated to bring, how could you be bringing it according to your own will and your own desire? We forced you to bring it. So how does that fit together? So Rashi says, based on Chazal, yeah, kofino, so we're going to force you, ad sheyomar rotza ani. We'll force you to do it until you say, I want it. Oh, so we solved the problem. I need to force you to do it. I can't really force you to do it because you have to do it on your own free will. So I'll force you to do it until you say, I want it. So the Maral points out the famous question. That doesn't work. Once, if I'm forcing you just until you say that you want it, in effect, I basically just forced you to do it. So what did we gain by accomplishing that? I got you to say the fact that you really want it. I forced you to do it one way or another. So the Maral brings a very famous Rambam who addresses this issue. This issue appears in Hilchas Gittin when it comes time for a man to give his wife a get. If he needs to do so, it has to be willingly. A person has to give. You cannot force a person to give a get. There are certain circumstances where a husband is required by halacha to give a get to his wife. If his wife was adulterous or other circumstances, that the halacha does not allow them to remain married. So he has to, but he doesn't want to, but he needs to, but he can only do it if he wants to. So the Rambam says, based on the Gemara says, so we'll force him. We force him, whatever force necessary we'll impose upon him until he says, okay, I want to. So the Rambam asks the same question. At the end of the day, you force him. You're not allowed to force a person to give a get. So now that you force him until he said that he wants to. So the Rambam expresses over there in Hilchas Gittin, Yitzro Hushim is Garabo. Person really wants to do the right thing. If a Jew is required by halacha to divorce his wife, whatever the circumstances are, a Jew deep down wants to do the right thing. Problem is, we have all these other external layers upon ourselves that sometimes cloud our vision of really wanting to do what we want to do. So all that we're doing by forcing you, says the Rambam, is we're breaking through all of that to get to the essence of what it is that you really want to do. So that when you say, I want it, that's the real you. It's the other things on the outside that are clouding it. Mashal Lamad Davar Dovah, my favorite example. I happen to know people in my family who like to go skydiving. My father's been skydiving a couple of times. He went recently, a month or two ago, took my kids that were in Israel, his grandson's grandchildren. So you go up on this plane. So now in order to get onto the plane, you have to go through a lot of paperwork in advance. You really have to want to do this. Ton of paperwork, costs a lot of money. You go through all this training. They gear you up. It's like hours. And then you get up there and you're whatever it is, like 10,000 feet up in the air. And then they open up the door and then you step out. And all of a sudden, it's like, no, forget it. I'm not doing this. This is crazy. And they say, well, you signed the waiver. You paid the money. It's non-refundable. You want to do this. And you're like, I don't want to do this. They're like, I know you want to do this. Because when you were on the ground, you paid. And you signed. And you've been waiting. And you got the YouTubes and your selfies. You know you're, why, right now, you're afraid. But I know that really you want to. So in that moment, when the instructor kicks you out, is he doing that against your will or according to your will? And the important question, when he pushes you out, is he fulfilling your will or is he going against? You're screaming, no, throws you out. It's a very important question. Is that according to your will or against your will? That's your will. I know it's your will, because when you were under normal circumstances, you signed, you paid, you wanted, you've been looking forward. Now you're afraid because you're looking down 8,000 feet. So it's fear that's making you scream no, but really the core of you, you want it. I know you want it. You signed on it. So when I push you, I'm actually pushing you to do what I know you really want to do, except you're afraid. Says the Rambam, a Jew wants to do the right thing. Sometimes we have a Yetzirah, we have desires, we have the laziness, all sorts of things get in the way. So when a Jew is required to do something, that's really what you want to do. So the Maral adds to this, based on what we've been discussing over the rest of the week about the salt and that everything is rising, everything always wants to be close. The Maral uses the exact same language that every person, ha'adam hu davak bo yisbarach, every person wants to cling to Hashem. Every person wants to be close spiritually. Every person wants, we're made up of body and soul. The soul, the neshama, only wants goodness, only wants to be rising, only wants to be close. And we have bodies, we have physical bodies that are lazy, that want all sorts of things, food and sleep and all sorts of other things. So sometimes we need a push. We need a push to break through all the laziness of the body creates in order to be davuk, to be clinging, to be close to Hashem, to be rising. So you have a korban. I need to bring a korban. I don't want to bring it. It costs too much money. I'm not interested. Okay, so sometimes we need a little bit of a push. But that push is only expressing what the essence of a Jew is. And the essence of a Jew is one who wants to be close, wants to be doing the right thing, wants to be growing. And sometimes things get in the way. We just need a little bit of a push from behind.